Okay, let's start again from Simen Resh Mem Vav. We just started Sif Aleph, so just quickly start again, and then we'll go back to the middle of Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says a person is permitted to lend or rent out his utilities to utensils to a non-Jew, even if the non-Jew will do work with them on Shabbos. Why? Because we are not commanded to have our utensils rest on Shabbos. Okay, that was the first opinion. That is the opinion, again, of the Rambam and the opinion of the Rif. However, then Shulchan Aruch will bring V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, and that is the Rush, D'kelim she'osim ben melocha, utensils that actually do prohibited activities, kigon machareisha, like a plow, ukeyoitzeba, or similar, osir lahaskir leni shuri b'Shabbos. You cannot rent it out to Jew on Shabbos. Okay. Ubayoyim hachamishi, but on Thursday, mutter lahaskir. You may rent it out to him. Okay. Now, and when you do that, Ubovachel Yitel Schar Shabbos. You have to be careful not to take wages for Shabbos, El Bavla, but in an overall collection for the whole days. You include it in the larger amount. Gonshiyaska Lechodesh, you rent it for a month, Ola Shavur for a week. Okay. This is all rental. All right. Ulahashalo, and to lend it to him. Mutra fil bear of Shabbos. You can lend it to him even on Erev Shabbos. All right. So let's try to digest that first before we even get into the Ramah and other things here. So Mishnah Berurah started off, I'm not going to do the whole Mishnah Berurah again, but we start off by saying opinion that says you may rent out. That's the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. And they hold like Beis Hillel. Remember, it's Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, if you can rent out your utensils to a non-Jew or not. Or rather, is a person commanded on his utensils to rest or not? So Beis Hillel says you're not commanded, and Beis Shammai says you do. The problem was there was a brisa that says you can't rent out your utensils to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, but you may rent it out on a Wednesday and a Thursday. And it would seem that that opinion that says you can't do that is going like Hillel, going like Shammai, rather, and not like Hillel. So that's not according to the halacha. Okay. But still in all, you may say that Hillel holds that any, it's only allowed with Havlah, if you include it in a larger amount of days, but not on the Shabbos for itself. Okay. Now, and that's the Yesh Omer. Okay, now let's continue now in the Mishnah Berurah, about halfway through that Mishnah Berurah. V'hayesh Omrim. Okay, the Yesh Omrim, the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, Hu Das Harav Rabbeinu Yonah. So in other words, you got three opinions here, really. It's, you've got the Rambam and the Rif, and then you've got the Rush, who's quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. He's quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, very good. Okay. So, V'yeshom Rim Hudas Harav Rabbeinu Yonah, the Hach Brisa, this Brisa that says you can't rent it on Erev Shabbos, you can't on Wednesday and Thursday, Lo Osir Mishum Shvusas Kelim, has nothing to do with prohibitions because of your utensils have to rest or not. Ela B'kuli Alma Asher, it's talking about everything. Atam, and the reason is, the Kishamos, in other words, even if you have utensils that don't work, when you give over something on Erev Shabbos, as I kelim shosim lochem, you're going to do work with it. Ve'en Yehudi yaseh b'hem miyad b'Shabbos, a non-Jew immediately works with them on Shabbos. Near kamosha osam alachto b'shlichos shosso. It looks like he's doing it as an agent of the Jew, and he's doing work for the Jew, and that's maris ayin. It's aser. It's not allowed. Damir lein Yehudi shvus. It telling a non-Jew to do something is rabbinically not allowed. Even though we learn later, you can give skins to a non-Jew to work on them when it's getting close to Friday night. Because the Jews, non-Jews, doing it for his own benefit, came with the cuts of Saldami. Since you set a price, Shiny Hussam, that's different than Revach Liyasol B'mashe and Yehudi Oseh B'Shabbos. The Jew doesn't make any money by him doing it on Shabbos. Avol B'Shchiras Kehem, when you rent out your utensils, you do it. It's known. Shim Yasne, Imeni Yehudi, She Yisbos B'Kelim B'Shabbos, L'Yitim Aschiris Kodach. If you tell me you can't use it on Shabbos, the Jew tells a non-Jew gets on Shabbos, he won't pay him so much. Hilkal therefore came and chased Revach Liyasol, since Jew gets profit, B'mashe Kehem Yiskarim, that the utensils are rented out, Eitz Yehudi by non-Jew. B'Stama, we'd assume, to Osebahen, Malach B'Shabbos, he's going to do work with it on Shabbos. Mechazi, it appears then, Kishlucha Yisrolza, he's like an agent for the Jew. When you give him on a Wednesday and a Thursday, Murat's allowed, but Mechazi, Gulai, Kishlucha, doesn't look so much like a Shliach. Okay, so what do we have so far? The Shulchan Aruch first brings down, you're allowed to borrow and rent things, even though it's going to do Malach on Shabbos, because we don't have to worry about Shvisas Kalim. That's not a problem. So the next opinion, Sherman says, yes, I agree to that. That's true. It's not a problem with Shvisas Kalim. But the problem is the non-Jew is paying you money for the work you're doing on that for the fact he's using it on Shabbos. And that's a problem. And therefore, the only way we can resolve that is we rent it out. Now, if you're doing it right on Shabbos, well, then, you know, it looks clearly he's renting it for Shabbos and paying you for Shabbos. If you give it on a Wednesday and Thursday, it does not look as much. Okay. Now, beis, ukiyaitzaba, so utensils that do work, right? Or ukiyaitzaba, like a plow. So, kigon rechayim, like a millstone, v'chol kli umnos, any types of utensils that are used by craftsmen. If I'm a primigodim, look in the primigodim, duhuad, then this is the same law, kalim shein osim ba'atzim locha. Same thing if the utensil itself does not do malacha. Okay, even though he mentioned things that actually do a malacha on Shabbos, it doesn't have to be things. Kugon gigis shasecher nasebo. Let's say that the ceiling of a barrel.
This is a tank for brewing.
Okay, beer. The tank, the whole tank. Okay, so it's just a tank. You don't have to work with the tank. O keder shemavashim bo, or pots that you cook with. Chol kaigav, anything like that, where there's no actual malacha happening. It doesn't matter. Kevin dal kopanim, any Yehudi osav malacha, since the non-Jew is doing work, mischaze kishlucho shol Yisrael, it looks like he's an agent of the Jew. Now, the loba harav Rabbeinu Yonah lemu'ute, the Rabbeinu Yonah is not coming to exclude, when he said utensils that do work on Shabbos, he doesn't mean it has to do work on Shabbos. Vitalis Omeid Lasis Bomalacha that don't work. The Mutter Lahaskerlo Afilvers, you can rent that in every shop. Let's look at that again. 1 second. So what did the Rabbeinu Yonah come to? So he didn't come to school. No, he's not coming to exclude these things.
Like a garment, we don't work with them.
He's coming to exclude that. She'ain a ball lemaute ella kishemasu chuluk v'talos guy gav ezekli she'ain omeid. Okay, in other words, he's not like this clothing. Let's say the barrel of beer,
yeah.
The non-Jew does work till we get to that point where the beer gets into the barrel.
Yeah.
So that you can't rent out. But let's say a shirt.
Yeah.
You put on a shirt, there's no malacha involved in putting on a shirt.
No, shirt is not the same.
So that's what he's saying. If let's say a shirt, a spoon, I guess, where there's no way you can associate any malacha. When Rabbeinu Yonah says items that do malacha like a plow, right? Okay, but it's not only, so there's three types of utensils, let's say like this. You have like a plow or a millstone where the only way you use it is by doing malach on Shabbos. That's its only thing that it does. Then you got things, the other extreme, which is impossible to any malacha with it in any context, like a shirt.
And you can give it to him right before.
Okay, but if something in between where the actual thing does not do malacha, but it is surrounded by malacha, and you're going to do malacha. The guy gives him the barrel of empty barrel that beer gets put into. Well, how is beer going to get into that unless the non-Jew is involved in making beer? And when you're making beer, there's malachas done tangentially to that barrel. But when Jews see that, Rudolph is borrowing Chaim Yankel's barrel, they're going to think he's doing it for Chaim Yankel. But when he's borrowing Chaim Yankel's shirt, well, there's no malacha that's being done. So there's two aspects we have to understand clearly here. There's one aspect of that, are your utensils, are you obliged to make sure your utensils rest on Shabbos? So we hold like Beis Hillel, you're not obliged. So that's not a problem. That's not the problem. The problem is if it will look like that you are having the non-Jew doing work for you on Shabbos. That's what it looks like. And that's only a problem when there's actual work going to be done with the items on Shabbos or work surrounding them. But not if no work is surrounding them at all. So therefore, if it's something that work is surrounding it, then you have to give it to him by Wednesday or Thursday with a havlah, so it doesn't look like he's doing your shlichus and it doesn't look like you're getting money for that Shabbos. That's the way it's coming out over here. Okay? Behavlah, gimel. It has to be with havlah. What has the English translated the word havlah?
Overall.
Overall. Okay. Must be a better word.
Yeah.
Okay. Aval litol schar Shabbos l'chud, but to only get paid just for Shabbos, borrowing or whatever, renting. Afilu beklishe nos malacha, even like for an intense doesn't work like a shirt. O shemasker lo cheder lodebar, you're renting out a room, right? There's no way to say when you're renting out a room, you're doing work for the Jew. Still, also, everyone says it's not allowed, as we explained earlier, as we'll explain in Siman Shin Vav.
So
renting renting anything for one day of Shabbos, you can't do, because it's making money for
Shabbos.
But you've rented for a week, then it's okay.
Different story.
All right. So you have a number of conditions here. Number of conditions. So even for anything, you can't...
For Shabbos,
now this is obviously renting. We'll talk about borrowing in a minute, right? Borrowing, you don't get any money for it.
Yeah.
So then that's not a problem when you borrow, when you lend him and you're not getting money. The issue of being paid is not an issue because you're not getting any
money.
Then you have to worry if it's a case of Maris Ayin, right? Oh, but he says lending you can even on Erev Shabbos. Dalid. Lashlo the cave and the ain revach liyisrael b'malach and yehudi. Since the Jew doesn't get any money out of this, lo yomer, they're not going to say that the non-Jew is a shluchul. He's an agent. Okay, mutar lashlo the every can lend it to him. Afilu the yom Shabbos with him for Shabbos alone. Afilu kem shas and yehudi b'malach. Even if non-Jew does actual work, a plow, you can lend him your plow on Friday because you're not getting any money for it. And you're not obliged to worry about your utensils. And he's saying, as a chiddush is, that there's no one's going to say Maris Ayin since they know you're not getting any money for it.
How would they know that?
That's the little problem.
They're going to differentiate between money and no money. They don't know. They see the guy.
But you can't give it to him on Shabbos. Then it's a problem. You can't lend it to him on Shabbos.
No, not on Shabbos.
Okay, but Erev Shabbos you could. So you have to see why by that we're saying, I guess since he's not getting paid. But okay, what else? We got one more Mishnah. Let's go back to the Ramon now.
Yeah.
Hagah says, Hagah, v'chein ikr kasvar achron. And that the main thing is like the last svara. a lot of svara has been mentioned over here. So what's the svara achrona? I guess he's saying the yesh omrim. The Yesh Omrim, that utensils that do malacha, etc., you can't give it to him on Friday, but you give it to him beforehand if you're renting it. That's what I believe he's saying. It's halacha like that. Umutar lahashal of Erev Shabbos, and you can lend on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Af al gav shemasna she'en Yehudi yachzor lahashalo. Even though he makes a condition with the non-Jew that he has to return, he has to lend him other things. In fairness, what he's saying is, let's say the goy says, okay, I'd like to borrow your shirt, right? and the, borrow it. So fine. But you say, okay, I'm going to borrow it to you, but I want, you know, in the future, I'm going to want to borrow something from you. And you're going to lend it to me, too. So that already hints, but it's not, but it hints a little like payment.
But then, yeah.
It's not actual payment. You're not going to get money.
No.
There's no money going to change hands here. So we're saying that's okay. That's a lot. I can lend it to him, even though the idea is he's going to lend me something as well. We don't call that schirus. We don't call that a rental fee. Hey, v'lo amrinan. We don't call it a rental fee. Even though the Jew's not lending it to him for free, totally free, because there's an IOU of a lending me. It's the way Cheshire lender that he'll lend it me when I need something. Afterwards, it's not the normal way of rental. Normal way of rental is you get money for it. Lomer to say, normal rental is I'll give you $10 to borrow your thing, and that's not like that. So for sure it is permitted. And look in the Bir Halacha, that what if he makes a condition with the non-Jew? Let's say he says, I'm going to lend you something for one day, and you're going to lend me something for 2 days. Now that already looks more like a profit. One against one, it's just an exchange. It's not a benefit. It's two against one. That's a whole discussion. Is that called rental or borrowing? No, whatever. It's you're gaining on the day. Well, I'll lend you a shirt today. If next week you'll lend me a shirt for 2 days, let's say. So it's a discussion. Look in the Bir Halacha. He has a discussion. All right, there is lots of Piskei Tshuva. Lots. Okay, first discussion. 1 second. He brings out an interesting thing that has not gone undiscussed. The use of timers on Shabbos. Where the timer turns on your utensil on Shabbos. Turns on your light on Shabbos. Okay? Now, if you look at it simply, okay, can you have a timer being used on Shabbos or not?
Yes.
Well, let's... Okay, but... In the days of the Talmud, this would clearly be a machlokas. I'm saying, but because it is actually your utensil that is doing work on Shabbos.
Well, even if you don't use it, it's plugged in, it keeps turning.
I'm saying your utensil, you have a timer,
yeah.
Okay, and it's turning on Shabbos.
Whole week.
Okay, that's going to be a little... I understand, but
you're having it being turned on
Shabbos. So according to Beis Hillel, it won't be a problem because you're not obliged to worry about your utensils working on Shabbos.
Correct.
According to Beis Shammai, it could be a problem because you're turning it on Shabbos. Anyway, so you figure it's not a lot to discuss. However, he brings on a rokeach. It quotes a Yerushalmi. It says, Dafka, utensils... that you don't do malacha, do we paskin, that there's no shvisas kelim. Let's say a table or things like that, eating utensils,
yeah.
Things like that. But utensils that actually do malacha, like a plow, a person is commanded on his shvisa. And even to rent them out at the beginning of the week for that Shabbos, you can't do that.
It
so it's interesting. So this Rokeach is quoting a Yerushalmi that's saying, if you're right, that as you know, we were giving you from the Bavli, he's quoting Yerushalmi that says you can't lend out things that do actual, you can't rent out or lend out things that do actual malach on Shabbos. Now, when the Beis Yosef, in his commentary on the tour, brings it down, he says this must be going like Beis Shammai. That says a person is commanded to not let his utensils do it. But we hold like Beis Hillel, it's not a problem. That's the way the Beis Yosef dealt with it, and that's the way he's going to present it in the Shulchan Aruch. However, there's another commentary on the other side of the Torah called the Bach, And the Bach brings those words, and he says like this. He says, it's a great wonder. How could the Bach, the Rokeach, quote a psak according to Beis Shammai, since Halach is not like Beis Shammai? Why would the Rokeach, which was a post-sig already, why would he quote it? And he gives a whole long thing to explain in many ways how the Rokeach would end up like Beis Hillel. But then the Bach ends, Ulainyan Halacha, to Pascha Halacha, even though it seems from most poskim that we go like Beis Hillel, even with you have those things being rented or lent out, even if they do actual malacha, even though they paskin that way like Beis Hillel, even for a plow and things like that, but they're only saying we're going to render that it's not usser for others. In other words, they're only saying it's not prohibited. But he says, but kol yorei shamayim, a God-fearing person, would be machmer on himself like the Rokeach, that it would seem that the sukkah is like he's saying. So that's a whole Rokeach, that's the Bach. Okay. And the Bach is brought l'alacha by other poskim, not the Shulchan Aruch, obviously. The Aliyah Rabbah and Kaf HaChaim and others. Interestingly, obviously the Shulchan Aruch and others, not Shulchan Rav, Chayyotim, Kitcher Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, they all ignore this Bach. But there's a certain realm of halacha that does have that. So, interesting. So therefore, he's saying, you'd figure we should be machmer with any of these types of electronic devices that they shouldn't be working on Shabbos. Even if you have them set up with a timer on Erev Shabbos. But you don't find anybody who's machmer on this. And usually people who are machmer, you know, there's enough room to find chumrah here because you have the Bach and the numbers who follow the Bach. So why is this not, you know, no one's discussing this? So the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, that even according to the Rokeach, you don't have to be strict. Unless it's a utensil in which people do actual melacha, like a plow or things like that, or utensil.
Cross cut.
So, yeah. But a object that does work, one sec. Only with an item that the human being has to be involved together to make the activity happen.
Human intervention, if it's
like,
not required,
like the plow, okay. Only when it's like something that you need the human being, but the utensil is the malacha by itself. The human being's not involved at all. No one would argue there's nothing to worry about. Therefore, you can understand why people aren't machmir according to that opinion at all. It's interesting. He totally, for some reason, has ignored Rav Moshe Feinstein's famous psak not to use timers on Shabbos. Although we don't hold like Rav Moshe in this. Everybody disagrees with Rav Moshe. Some prices didn't even bring him down. Rav Moshe says, no timers.
Yeah.
Well, the Yorei Shemayim, to be machmer. He's saying you shouldn't.
Just the same saying, if you have the electricity's on a whole week.
You leave it. No. You don't turn it on Shabbos. Turning it on Shabbos.
No, I'm not talking about turning it on Shabbos. We're talking about the workshop.
I understand.
And it's set on a timer to turn on Shabbos. You don't touch it.
You can't. Rav Moshe is saying you can't do that because the thing is turning on Shabbos. That's what he's saying. The thing is turning on Shabbos. We don't hold like this. Okay, we don't like it. But you can understand why.
Yeah.
Your lights went on Shabbos.
Yeah.
How you gotta know that you didn't put them on Shabbos? Someone walks by your house in the nighttime and sees the lights go on. Well, it's reasonable to assume that you.
They know who you are. They know you're
Jewish. No, Marisayan doesn't make distinctions between tzaddikim and not. The lights went on Shabbos.
Okay.
You know? And
is that a goy put it on? Is that okay?
No, it's not okay either.
No, of course not.
Okay, we don't hold like it. We don't hold like it. But you should know there is such an opinion. But anyway, so we don't have to worry about timers. Now, there are certain issues. The very Haredim in Eretz Yisrael have problems. And the problem is like this. when you even put your lights on before Shabbos, and nothing's going on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Problem is, what's keeping the electricity, the power
exactly.
going in? No, exactly. But what is?
But that's generators.
Yeah, generators. And who's
out? Switches
and who's running those generators? Human beings.
Right.
Yes. And if those human beings are Jews?
Yes. Well, no, I don't know.
Yes, in Eretz Yisrael, they work on Shabbos.
That's true.
And so they, therefore, will not use the government's electricity on Shabbos.
They sit in darkness?
No, they have their own generators.
What? Wait a minute. It's the same thing.
No, but you don't do it. Generators work and just going on before. No one's turning on. One generator in your house, you don't have to do anything. But for the whole city of Jerusalem, you need people managing those plants. Right? If you have your own, the difference is for the city of Jerusalem, there are people on Shabbos doing prohibited activities
absolutely.
To make sure you
yes.
have lights.
Yes.
All right? If you have your own one generator, it's on before Shabbos, stays on the whole Shabbos, and that's all.
It's the same like a timer.
It's two different issues. You can't have a person be Mechal Shabbos for you. The light's gone by itself. No one is being Mechal Shabbos
so
for you.
In general. Okay, fine.
So they won't use the government's electricity.
Okay.
Now, there's obviously reasons to be lenient, because the government is doing it for themselves and not for you. Right? You could hear, but you could hear the other side of the coin as well. So many Haredi places, they have their own generators.
They don't use elevators, even though Shabbos elevator, they don't same reason.
Well, no, Shabbos elevators is different. That's relying on a lot of leniencies. Shabbos elevators,
they don't use them.
A healthy person should not use them.
No.
You're relying on a lot of leniencies. Okay, so people who need a leniency, we give them a leniency, but not to be. Okay, that's a whole different thing. All right, now that's one aspect. Then the Piskei Tshuva continues, saying that you can't rent a plow on Friday to the non-Jew, but on Wednesday and Thursday you can't. You can. But even then, it has to be done with the overall cost. Okay? So now, says the Piskei Tshuva, in a place of financial loss, a great financial loss, you can be lenient to rent out even on Erev Shabbos. And later on in Siman Shin Vav, it will be explained that, let's say, the calculation of the rent, the daily rental, is day-to-day from morning to morning for the next day. So then it's already Havla.
Yeah.
Whereas if the rental is from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. Okay, so very good. So even though, so if he's renting it from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m., part of it is Shabbos, part of it isn't Shabbos. If it's a rental for Shabbos, from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m., there's a problem. But if you're doing it for part, where it's really not, part of the rental is not Shabbos, so that's part of the 24-hour rental, includes parts that are not Shabbos, that's already called Havlah. It's not just for Shabbos. So therefore, let's say you're renting out your car, let's say you have your Jewish car rental agency, and you're renting out your car to a non-Jew, you're not allowed to make money. You can't rent it out to them on Erev Shabbos.
No.
You have to rent it out on Thursday.
I think this is the next halacha.
Well, he's putting it down over here. He's putting it down over here. Yeah, he's putting it down over there. Anyway, that's why when I went to Florida last year, there's a Chabad guy who rents cars. He rents them out to Jews. And he says, since you're not driving it on Shabbos, I give you a discount, a 14% discount, and therefore he's renting it out, and no one's driving it on Shabbos. So it's b'chlal not a problem, right? But
no, because he specified if you don't drive it on
Shabbos. Well, he knows I'm not going to drive it on Shabbos.
He
knows I'm not
driving.
14.
14. Right.
He knows I'm not driving it on Shabbos.
14, okay.
A frum person's not going to drive a car on Shabbos.
So what is he worried about?
I'm just saying an example where you see that the guy doesn't have
he's
to worry
honest.
Because that you're not using it. And if a goy would rent it out, he's not charging him for Shabbos either. If a goy goes to him, it would also be good.
So he's going to rent a goy for the whole week, including Shabbos.
Yeah, well,
that's
okay anyway.
Money from
but that's for sure, because he isn't. Because he's not taking
it
from
fine,
Jews either.
Nice.
Okay, we'll stop over here.
All right.